So the first thing he said to me, he looked at me, he says, and I'll talk like he talks here. What's happening? I said, I don't know. No, I don't, nothing, I guess. And I don't know nothing. I don't know what's happening. He says, oh, yeah. You say nothing's happening. I said, I don't know. Show me. He says, you see that fine woman out there standing on the floor? And I looked out on the floor and I saw this woman. She was gorgeous. I said, yeah, she's, yeah, I see what you're talking about. She's what's happening. He said, tell me about it. She's fine as a motherfucker. And I said, that's right. She's fine. She's fine as a motherfucker. He says, he looked at me and he says, you a musician? I said, no, I'm a poet. I'm a poet. He says, no shit. And then he didn't say another word. He didn't say another word. He went back to eating his food. He went back to eating his food. And then he got up, put his plate down, came by and said, later. And he left. So that was the first time that I ever spoke to Miles Davis. It was strange. You know, I remember that conversation exactly, you know, because it was so weird, you know. About 3 weeks later, I was walking down Broadway on the Upper West Side. And I'm walking down the street. And here he comes towards me in the same outfit, black sunglasses, black clothes, and he's walking fast, you know? Now, I just met him, right, I think. I just talked to him at the party, and I think he's going to remember me. So when he gets about where my wife is sitting, he gets there and he's coming. I said, hey, Miles, hey, what's happening, Miles? He just looked at me, if he looked at me, and he kept coming, you know? And I said, Miles, it's me. You know, I met you. And he's like that. I met you. And he was going like this. You know, and I was talking to his back. I was talking to his back. And he kept walking. He didn't say nothing, you know. And everybody on the street, all of the people on the street were going, they were laughing because they knew not to speak to Miles Davis. They knew. But I didn't know. See, I didn't know. I had a big ego. I didn't know. You know, so I'm speaking. I was shocked, you know, and he kept going. He kept going, and then he turned the corner, and he was gone. I was mad as hell. You know, I wasn't used to being treated like this because by this time, I was getting a reputation as a writer, as a poet. A lot of people want to know me. He don't speak to me. What is this? What? Who is, you know? So about a month later, Leo had another party. I go into the party. Who is the first person I see? It's Miles Davis. He's standing there. He's standing there. He's talking to these people. I walk up and say, listen. Hey, listen, Miles, hey, you. And he says, what? And I said, man, I saw you on the street about a month ago, and I speak to you. You didn't even speak to me. You didn't even speak to me. He looked at me really hard, you know, hard. And he says, just like this, fuck you, motherfucker. He says, I don't have to speak to your ass every time I see you, shit. Who the fuck you think you are? And I was so shocked that he would say that to me, you know? Fuck you. And he looked at me really hard. Then he put the food down and he left. And then everybody looked at me like, why you do that? You make Miles leave the party, you know? And he left. And that was the third time, you know, that was the third time. And I'll stop there and I'll let him